Our next guest always says, when are you going to invite me on the show? Well, we have finally invited him on the show. Nick Vassos of Fox 4 joins us on the show today to just answer my random questions. Nick, you have finally made it onto the show today. How do you feel?
Yes, finally. It's taken years for you to invite me on the show. We welcome you every week on our Friday broadcast for football season and Red Fridays, but here I am on the drive, and I could not be happier. Thank you, Carrington Harrison.
We're absolutely happy to have you. We have been having news people on today to ask them this question. I've actually never heard this. Can you tell us how you got your start in the business?
Well, I'm a Kansas City native, first and foremost. Went to UMKC, got an internship at a very small radio station, a daylight station called KCTE, and worked there in sports, got some radio experience. Eventually started doing some news. Then I started doing some traffic. And then eventually started doing some Chiefs traffic. And then fast forward a couple of years later, when one person left Fox 4, somebody suggested that I audition for a job in the helicopter in 2002. I auditioned. And I got the job. And here I am 24 years later working at Kansas City's oldest and most trusted station, Fox 4. I couldn't be happier.
All right, a couple of things I want to ask you is, I'm assuming nationally I could probably guess what the biggest stories you've had to cover. From a local perspective, since you've been on the front desk, what would you say is the biggest local story that you've had to cover?
Oh, my. Wow. I would say maybe I'd say the World Cup is up there, just in terms of, because I'm a big soccer fan and I know how big it is for our city. To land the World Cup is a huge, huge story, and continues to be. And also the stadium issue is also two very big issues that we're covering right now.
All right, about the stadium, I was going to go there. We can just go ahead and we can go there right now. Where do you want, as a lifelong Chiefs fan, I know you love your Chiefs. You also love nostalgia. What do you want the Chiefs to do? Do you want them to have the brand new stadium in Kansas, or do you want them to renovate the stadium that they have in Missouri?
Carrington, I know you talk to a lot of people. I believe the feelings are mixed. You know, I believe that there are a lot of people who think that the Chiefs should go over to the Kansas side. And, you know, based on the renderings, and we can't base everything on just, you know, what somebody drew up, but the renderings look amazing over on the Kansas side. But I got to tell you, about 2 weeks ago, I took my son to the Metallica concert and went to Empower Field in Denver. You know, that stadium is not too old. And they had like 100,000 people in the stadium to watch Metallica show. And I was up in the upper deck. And I felt really distant from what was going on down on the field. And I've sat in the upper deck at Arrowhead many, many times, and you are definitely closer to the field at Arrowhead than you are at some of these other big stations. And Arrowhead carries a lot of nostalgia. People love the outdoors. People love the grass surface. They love the tradition that Arrowhead has to offer. For me, I like Arrowhead. I like Arrowhead where it is. I like the tradition. There's so much history there, and I can see why people want to keep Arrowhead right where it is.
Right now, we're talking to Nick Vassos. He is with Fox 4. We're being joined by some of our news friends today on the show to celebrate the All-Star Week. So I had a friend that came in from town this week. He is from Manhattan. He has never been to Kansas City. He came to town to watch the Mets. So I was kind of taking him around, and I was showing him different places in the city, and he told me that every person had suggested that he go to Q39 for barbecue. I imagine that you have people come in from out of town, and they ask you, where should they get barbecue, where should they eat? What do you tell them when you get asked this question?
I don't say just one. I offer four, maybe five places. And so if I were to list five places, I would say – I would start with Slaps Barbecue at 7th and Central in downtown KCK. I would also mention Joe's Kansas City. I would mention Q39. I would mention Jack Stack Barbecue. And I would also mention my favorite place to get burn-ins, the limited edition burn-ins, and that comes from Zarda Barbecue, who also has a pretty mean beef sandwich too. So those are my five. And I also would say, hey, you can throw a dart at a KC map and you're going to land on a restaurant, a barbecue restaurant that you're going to enjoy. So choose any of them and you'll be satisfied going home.
I will say this, Nick Vassos, and I want to give you some time so you can shout them out. There's one restaurant in town that you put me onto that I wasn't super familiar with before I started popping on you guys' show. It is Buck Tooie. They had this pork belly burn in one time. I'm telling you, it was some of the best barbecue that I had ever had. You were the first one to ever tell me about Buck Tooie.
Ted Liberta, who is one of the chefs over there with his award-winning wife, Pam Liberta. And Buck Tooie started as a food truck. And these guys have just worked their craft, and they've got the most unique barbecue. It's not just flat out barbecue, but it's like it's got what would you call it, C-Dot? It's got this Asian inspired, Thai inspired, and it's just so unique and a little bit different than regular Kansas City barbecue. Buck Tooie is great, and whenever we have Ted on, he has some of the most amazing tasting food that, and I just love his infectious attitude also. He loves what he does, and boy, you can tell it's some of the best barbecue out there. Buck Tooie, check it out if you haven't.
Absolutely. All right, I have to get your thoughts on this. Give me like an underrated Kansas City restaurant. Like if somebody was coming in from out of town and they were telling you not a barbecue place, but somewhere underrated, I'll offer a place. There is this sushi restaurant in Overland Park called Sakura. It's a sushi train. So you sit there at the bar and it's like a model train that they put plates on and it goes around the table and you grab plates and you eat sushi. It's a really nice place. I don't think enough people know about it. If you had to suggest one under the radar Kansas City restaurant for people to try, what would you tell them?
Oh gosh. Let's see here. I would say, how about, as you're on the Kansas side and you're not too far from the state line, I'd say try the Tavern in the Village. It's got good quality food, and Tavern in the Village. If you haven't been there, you got to try it at least once.
Okay, a couple questions about you, Nick, and we'll get you out of here. I'm happy that you made your first appearance on the show. My first concert, I went to go see Jay-Z. I saw Jay-Z in St. Louis. What was your first concert?
My Doobie Brothers at Kemper Arena, and I went with some of my basketball friends, and I think I was 14 at the time, and it was a good show.
Okay, I've never heard a Nick Vassos basketball story. Can you give me a Nick Vassos basketball story? Like, you had to be like one of those scrappy guards.
Well, actually, you know, I was one of those guys who grew fast in junior high school. So when I was playing in junior high, I was one of the more taller players. And I could jump pretty good, too, believe it or not, C-Dot. And so I played forward. And I had a quality jump shot. And I could jump a little bit higher and grab some boards for you also. They didn't let me handle the ball as much as I wanted to. But if you toss it to me and I'm in the corner, I'm like Scotty Wedman. It's like money in the bank with the rainbow jumper from the baseline, I'm telling you.
Okay, I didn't know this about you. I had no clue that you were a knockdown shooter. I learned something today. All right, Nick, tell me one hobby that you have that people don't know, that they see you on the news. People would never guess that you are one of these, that you really like to do this in your free time. What is that?
Oh, gosh. Well, let's see. I don't know. It's golf. It's like, does golf count?
That counts, absolutely.
Yeah. So I'd say, yeah, I like to play golf. And I think people who watch Fox 4 have seen the commercial where I walk both of my dogs. I mean, I usually walk my dogs every day. So, I mean, I don't know if that's a hobby or not, but that's just an activity that I enjoy, getting out with the dogs and walking for a little bit. So there you have it.
All right. Keeping it right now, we have Nick Vassos on the show. Nick, is there a movie that you can quote every single line? Like if I told you, hey, there's a $1 million contest, you have to suggest the movie and we'll see how accurate you can get with the quotes in the movie. That movie for me would be Wedding Crashers. I've seen that movie endless amount of times. I feel pretty confident I could get close to 100%. What's the movie for you that you can quote?
So I would say it would be Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope. When I was in 1977, I was in Iowa City, Iowa, and I was helping my uncle, who was the manager of the Englert Theater in downtown Iowa City, and Star Wars was debuting, and I was a ticket terror, as well as helping out in the concession stand. And after everybody would go in, I would go up to the balcony and I watched Star Wars. The first time it came out, I watched Star Wars 35 consecutive times. Since then, I probably watched it another 100. And so while I can't maybe quote everything in the movie, I bet I could come very close, not quite 100%, but very close to your Wedding Crashers percentage.
I had no clue that you love Star Wars like this. Who is your favorite character?
Luke Skywalker, for sure. I mean, to me, Star Wars is the perfect hero versus villain story. And then as the series goes on, it's more about the redemption of the villain, which I just absolutely love. I just love it. I still watch that like it's the first time I've seen it. If it's on television, I'll stop and sit down and settle in and watch it. One of those movies.
Last thing here. I mean, there's been a handful of celebrities that have come up to the news station when I've been up there. Who is the most famous person that has actually stopped by the Fox 4 desk and you guys got a chance to talk to him?
Oh, let's see here. Well, let's see here. I've talked to Billy Dee Williams. I've talked to Emilio Estevez. I've talked to, let's see here. Who else have I talked to? Too many to count, quite honestly. I know at one point Charles Heston came by our studios. I wasn't there for that, but I heard that. Just a lot of people, probably too many to count. I have to go back and look at the tapes.
How excited are you that you're going to get a chance to see me every week coming up in, like, I don't know, 6 or 7 weeks or so?
This is going to be a good year. I can't wait for this season to start again, Carrington. I can't wait to hear you back on our airwaves on Friday for our Red Friday coverage. It's going to be a great year this year. You know, will the Chiefs, will their high-flying offense return after being down? You know, I hear a lot of things about Patrick Mahomes, but the one thing you cannot deny Patrick, and that is his third down conversions last season. That's what kept the Chiefs in the regular season. He converted more third downs, and of course a lot of crazy things happened with the Chiefs offense and defense that got them their record. But I think this year is going to be another fun year for the Chiefs, and I can't wait for it to unfold.
Well, Nick, you know what I can't wait for? I can't wait for the Chiefs to start 5-1, and then you tell me how Las Vegas is going to come into town and ruin everything for the Chiefs. You always have that one game every year that you're super nervous about. I can't wait for that week.
Well, have I been right or have I been right?
You actually have been right a couple of times. I'll give you that. You have told me, hey, I'm really worried about Carolina, and then Carolina takes them to the wire. You have been right a couple of times.
I'm telling you, there's those games in the season, those trap games, those games that you might look ahead at. You got to be careful with those games. And, I mean, it's going to be great. And this year, Carrington, we're going to make sure that we have food for you every Friday. All right. We're going to have some food for you and we're going to mix it up a little bit. All right.
All right. I like hearing that. Tell Carla from Hy-Vee that I said hello and I look forward to seeing her coming up in September. That is Nick Vassos joining us on the show. Catch him on Fox 4. Nick, we appreciate your time, man.
Hey, thank you, C-Dot. Really appreciate you having me on, man.